This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's right, you're the promo right there. Vern's on deck show tonight, 5:30 for the Caglione debut. I would assume when Vern touches them all, it will be first base Caglione, second base Caglione, third base Caglione. Who knows, though? He does a lot better job than anyone I know in the business doing exactly what he does. Josh Vern, you're 5:30 tonight on 96.5, the Fan for Cag's debut. Some people suck and ruin it for everybody else.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey. You take the extra 2 weeks because it gives you an extra year. And it compounds itself in arbitration. This is a $10 million decision they made. He better be Vladimir Guerrero Sr. And he better start now. But to me, the GM said, oh, we're not going to make a move, you know, until the team is hot. Whatever. I don't know what they were doing here, Matt. I would not have done that. Now, of course, he could get a full year of service time if he finishes top two rookie of the year, in which case it wouldn't matter, but he's got to finish top two in rookie of the year. But I guess as Vladimir Sr., he may. But for me, this is irresponsible.
That's David Sampson. He used to be the president of the Marlins, and I believe he was the president of the Nationals for a little bit of time as well. He was talking about Miguel Cabrera when they brought him up. They won the World Series in 2003, then decimated their entire team after that. David Sampson is now out of baseball, and I was going through his Wikipedia stuff to try to find out where he is and what he is right now. He's basically a character actor in Hollywood right now.
Sounds like it.
And so when he says that he wouldn't do stuff, well, you're no longer employed in baseball, sir. That's why you wouldn't be able to do those things. And maybe if you did some of these things and thought bold as opposed to being a wimp, you would have been able to have better success out there. And so, God, I got so many notes about what this guy had to say.
Half a page.
You know, it is. It's half a page in notes. There's a couple of things I wrote down. I'm just going to kind of go and just be stupid here for a second.
Okay.
That guy kind of reminded me of my mother being cheap about everything, right? Like, oh, let's just wait. By the time you wait, it's passed you by. And you never got what you wanted to get at that point in time. I've got a friend that tells me all the time, cheap people pay twice. And she is 100% right about that. If you're going to buy something, invest in something and spend that money. And it's rich that they've got a guy on, I think it's CBS Sports, David Sampson, who was the GM of two teams that have been, you know, skinflints over the years, cheapos, not willing to spend money. Did you see the crowd at that Marlins game last night? How great is that organization?
I mean, now, I know Marlins Rockies.
I know they're playing the Rockies. I get it. But I mean,
more people there than the Rockies had wins.
But I mean, we've got a guy giving out advice, and that's what happens when you get blown out of these jobs as presidents and GMs and things of that nature in Major League Baseball, the NFL, whatever it is. You go and blow the eight on the radio, and people think you're an expert because you worked in that field before. This guy, you know, had 1 year of success in his entire big league career. His father-in-law, I believe, was the reason that he actually was in the job, because his father-in-law, I think, was Loria, who ended up buying the Marlins or whatever the case may be. And so this guy got a job because he knew his father-in-law, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But you can't sit there and criticize what the Royals are doing because you didn't do something like that. Maybe the Royals are just a better run organization than anything David Sampson ever worked for in his career. And they're giving him the ability to do, the Royals, I should say, the ability to bring guys up and not worry about money. Yeah, you say it's irresponsible, but you know what also is irresponsible? Not bringing up a bat that's ready when you can't score an effing run. That's irresponsible. It's irresponsible to the 25 other guys on that roster that are busting their ass and trying their hardest. They need an infusion. And it's also irresponsible to leave this pitching staff continue to go out there and to continue to put up, you know, an ERA of 1.59 and continue to take losses. That's irresponsible. The Royals did this because J.J. Piccolo and Q have a pulse on their ball club. They know what's going on inside that locker room. They know what those guys are feeling. They know what those guys need. And if they said, go ahead and bring Cags up 10 days before they could save $10 million on arbitration, that's a good thing. Baseball needs more of what's going on in Kansas City and less blowhards like David Sampson on there telling us we're doing it wrong. You did it wrong, David Sampson. That's why this game's in a mess place right now, because they have people like you not bringing up players and doing things based on the dollar instead of based on winning. Hell yeah, John Sherman. Hell yeah, J.J. Piccolo. I'll chip in and pay the $10 million to keep Cags here for an extra year when arbitration rolls around, or maybe Fiserv can pay that with their rent at 119th and Knoll for the new stadium, the new ballpark to keep Cags here. I love this move more now because of that guy, David Sampson, telling us they couldn't do it, a guy who's no longer even in baseball. Jack Fax.
That's a bunch of horse hockey.
I don't know what that is. I've heard now two sayings this past 2 weeks that go eat some bark and
who
horse.
Said that one?
Terry Bradshaw.
That's right, Terry Bradshaw.
And then that's horse hockey. I mean, I know what tonsil hockey is.
I think he said go eat bark because he's calling Rogers a tree hugger.
Oh.
You know, and so he can go eat the bark off the tree.
Gotcha.
I think that's where that's coming from.
So the guy kind of contradicted himself. What did you say his name was? Simpson?
Samson? Samson. David Samson.
Samsonite?
Yeah.
I heard of him.
Rookie of the year is pretty much locked up. Jacob Wilson for Oakland, or I guess not Oakland, I'm sorry, the A's. He's minus 400 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Caglione is plus 1,000 to win the award on DraftKings, and the next closest guy is Jason Dominguez at plus 1,500. So Cags, without even taking in a bat yet, has much better odds than these other guys, like Cam Smith or Will Warren or people like that. But Jacob Wilson hitting like 350, still playing shortstop for the A's, will probably play shortstop for the Yankees here shortly, because if the guy they have now isn't going to live up to the Jeter hype,
well,
which no
I mean,
one ever
but,
will.
But come on, he's a good shortstop.
But that's what
I know.
They do.
I know it's stupid, but
that's
like
what they do.
But
man.
Volpe's not a bad baseball player at all.
No.
Is he Derek Jeter? No. You know who's not Derek Jeter? Basically everybody.
Hall of Fame 300 hitter. Yeah, not a lot of people are that guy.
Are you talking about his lineup, or are you talking about the way he played on the field? Because either way, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he used to give away gift baskets.
I mean, so like what we're going to compare. Like, it's ridiculous. He's not Jeter. Yeah, you're right. He's not. And that's okay.
June 3rd, Aaron Judge has a minus 6,000 lead on MVP. Minus 6,000 on June 3rd.
Who's even two?
Bobby Witt at plus 2,500.
He's still two.
Yep.
So
Cal
minus
Raleigh
6,000.
Is third.
I'm surprised Cal Raleigh is
3,000. Jose Ramirez fourth at plus 9,000.
Have you seen what Cal Raleigh is doing out there in Seattle? I mean, that you want to talk about somebody that's putting up numbers this year. He plays in Seattle, so nobody knows what's going on.
Right. Still looking to see if we have any Jack Caglione props on DraftKings. Mac had told you about him on FanDuel, and you had talked about him on Underdog as well.
Yeah.
So there'll be options out there. We'll get to it. But yeah, I get it. Like everyone says with the arbitration. Let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? Bobby Witt Jr., as advertised, never was an issue.
They paid him, they extended him. If this guy produces, they'll pay him too.
Same thing.
This is why we get a new stadium, to pay these guys this money. This is a good thing. Like, this isn't a bad... People, like, this is why baseball... My God, that baseball... I mean, you got people out here going, well, this is a bad move. We should have just waited. You know what the morale of the team could have been like in 10 days if this continued, where they're not scoring runs? Do you know what kind of infighting could have started with the pitchers going, hey, you guys, how about a run? Like, people don't understand that, like, the manager and the general manager of all teams, they have a pretty good pulse on their team. They know what their team needs. They know what's going on with their ball club. It's easy to bloviate and sit there in your home office on Zoom and sit there and destroy an organization because you don't like it because they did something that is different. Maybe the Royals will start doing something and everybody will start following the Royals and say, yeah, these young kids are ready. Let's bring them up. The baseball needs to stop focusing everything on the dollar. You know how it is in your life. If you focus everything in your life on the dollar, you drive yourself nuts. Yeah. Sometimes you got to splurge, and it's okay.
Yeah, David Sampson, that's like your opinion, man. Coming up on the other side, we'll take a break from baseball because Bob needs a cigarette, and Mac will get into his Max burning football questions here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
That sounded good. Yep. That's going to go a long way to right field, and spring training home run number 3.
You'll hear that sexy voice in about 10 minutes. Ryan LaFever will join the show. We'll talk about Cag's debut tonight, where it's ranked in his time and tenured with the Kansas City Royals. He's been here for quite some time, and I hope he's here for a lot longer. The voice of the Royals as well, Denny Matthews, will be a topic for Mr. Ryan LaFever, as we have some burning questions to get to. But before we get to LaFever, let's get to Max. How many days are we out for football?
94 from the first Chiefs game.
That's the only one that matters. Yes. Yeah, that first game is like a preseason game. Philadelphia's going to get their rings.
Yep.
Dallas will fail to show up. Jerry's face will melt. And, you know,
we'll see Schottenheimer on the sideline. Like,
can we just get the Friday?
Yes.
Jerry's going to look inside Noah's Ark? Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
Noah's Ark used to be a great hotel over there in St. Charles. Too bad it's not there anymore. You guys could all stay at the Noah's Ark. We did that one time.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yes. Each room was themed with a different animal. And it look it up. Look up the old Noah's Ark Hotel in St. Charles, great. Missouri.
Or the Ark of the Covenant's what they looked Love at that. In Indiana Jones. What was your animal?
I don't remember.
You remember?
We were pretty drunk.
That's ironic.
Okay, so my burning question today, 94 days until Chiefs football season starts. Who are your top 5 quarterback coach combinations? Because there was an article that came out on this from Matt Verderam, SI, and he had some rankings in there. We can get to those. I don't know if you want to get to those first or if you want to get to ours and kind of talk about it. What do you guys want to do?
Well, it really is. I mean, they had the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. This is why SI is no longer a real publication. I mean, it is. I mean, SI when I was a kid was the end-all be-all. Now it's non-existent and irrelevant. But when you put out a list that has Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers as the 6th best quarterback coach combo in the NFL and it doesn't even exist... Even if it did exist, I don't know that
even
I would
if it
have
did
Tomlin.
Exist.
Yeah,
no.
Rodgers wasn't even at OTAs.
Right. It shows like 2 things. One, how shallow the coaching pool truly is in the NFL, which I've been saying for 10 years now, and really how shallow the quarterback pool is in the NFL. You've got your tier A quarterbacks and everybody else. It's like starting pitching, right? You got your big guns, and then you've got everybody else who just kind of fills in the gap. And so, I mean, Andy and Patrick are number 1, and there's no debate, in my opinion.
That's
right?
The objective one. Yep.
I mean, and that there's no debating that Andy and Pat, however you want to, right, are the number
First
one coach combination, coach quarterback combination in the NFL. And then it's kind of up for debate, however you want to do it.
I think first two are locked in. I don't think you can switch those.
You think
two.
It's Sean McDermott and Josh Allen at number 2, right?
No.
You don't.
It's a Sean, but it's Sean McVay and Matt Stafford.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's 2 to me. I think 3 would probably be.
I've got them at 5, by the way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you have at number 2? Allen and McDermott?
No, I've got them at 3. I've got Lamar and Harbaugh at 2 because I think Harbaugh is a better coach
than
McDermott.
That's who I have at
3. Yeah. You have them at 3?
And Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. McDermott hasn't.
And the only reason I do that is because I think Lamar is better than what John is in his rank. I think Lamar makes John a little bit better. I think McVay made Stafford better.
And see, I think Josh Allen has made Sean McDermott as good as they've been. Like, I don't think it's really much of Sean McDermott, quite honestly, as I do Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's my 4th. And then I don't sleep on Hurts and Sirianni.
I don't either. I saw something again the other day about people just still running down Jalen Hurts. What has this poor guy done? What does this poor guy have to do?
Oh, that was my question. What does he have to do? He's won a Super Bowl. He's been fantastic.
He's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years.
Yeah.
They want to see him throw it more.
Which, I mean, yeah. That's
Your
fine.
Job is to win games, though. You've got a dynamic running back who's serving up cheesesteaks now. Why are we going to get away from what works?
Yeah.
This is the fantasy versus reality, right? People want to see him throw the ball. Who? Nerds? Or what? Because
threw pretty well in that Super Bowl
game. Yeah, he did. Like, they didn't even use Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts.
What more do you need to see out of Jalen Hurts? I feel bad for him. I really do. Like, he's a good quarterback, and he's never going to be in that top tier for a lot of people because he's not putting up the stats that the fantasy owners want to see. His job is to put his team in position to win games, not make mistakes, lead his team to victory. He's done that.
Yeah,
he's been outstanding.
Yes. He's a grade A winner, and his level of play increases in the playoffs. We've seen it twice. His best two games in his professional career are in the Super Bowl. I mean, that is just legitimate. He was the best player in the first Super Bowl that the Chiefs won. He was the best player on the field. He was the best player on the field that second time.
Mm.
But, yeah, he's not that elite. He's not a top five quarterback, so he's always going to get that hate.
Yeah. The one that's coming on the fringe for me, and it's obviously a wait and see, is what's going on in Minnesota right now with J.J. McCarthy, right, and Matt Fleener.
Because, he's pretty good in the red zone.
Yeah, that's what I've heard at OTAs. Because Fleener has turned around all the quarterbacks up there in Minnesota. Yes. I'm willing to put him in a different category right now. He's won with Kirk Cousins. He won with Sam Darnold, who threw a bunch of red zone interceptions in OTAs yesterday. So clearly he has lost everything. Big scandal yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Red zone OTAs, interceptions.
I'm behind.
They're going to throw him in the Puget Sound and get rid of him. And then now we got Fleener teaming up with J.J. McCarthy, right?
Yes.
I saw a Viking fan the other day, the final day of school pickup for me, and their license plate was J.J. to J.J. with a Minnesota Viking license plate frame.
Respect. That's cool. All right. They're buying in.
They're buying in.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. Over who you have higher, Peyton and Drew Nix, or do you have LaFleur and Love above them?
I'd have to go
because Love was your preseason MVP last year.
Yeah, and I still think I think Love and LaFleur are going to be great this year. I'm back in on the Packers. Nothing's changed from that perspective, but I'd give the nudge to the Broncos.
Jordan Love has, you know, big step back last year. Big step
back last year.
He
was also hurt.
Yep.
He was also hurt that second half of the season.
Where do you have Campbell and Goff?
Campbell and Goff, I think I have as my sixth. That is my honorable mention. I have one of my top five who I know you both are going to. Well, I know you might like it, okay, Dusty. Bob, you're going to absolutely hate it.
Yeah, it's Ben Johnson and Caleb, isn't it?
No. That'd be hot. That's going to happen too.
You have the DC crew?
No, I like that. You'd like that more.
I do like that. I was on with them Friday, I think it was, and we were talking about that. And
today.
Yeah.
It's today.
That's
who I have.
Yeah. That guy?
Yeah, that's
why
it hit me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like,
Paul Ryan, just call a fever.
Worms had arms. And then what
Worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
94 days until the Chiefs' first game. Who's your favorite 94 in Chiefs history?
94.
Tyson Jackson.
The biggest 94.
That he was awesome. Was
huge. Good dude. Miscast. That was Scott Pioli. Let's draft the defensive lineman and play him at safety. What?
Terrell Suggs, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Kevin Vickerson, Jarvis Jenkins, Taco Carlton.
Taco Charlton. Remember him for 5 minutes?
Junior Siavi.
Oh, Junior Siavi.
Damn. So, yeah, Malik Herring.
There's actually there's some names for 94.
Taco Charlton, man. I liked Taco.
Yeah, I liked Taco.
He stunk. He did nothing.
No,
yeah, he just had a really cool name.
Yeah, because he ate tacos, I think, and his grandmother called him. I think that was the story, if I'm not mistaken.
The Chiefs didn't draft him, though. The Cowboys drafted him,
like,
right?
I think the Cowboys drafted him. Clearly,
like really
he's 15th overall.
Yeah.
Clearly a failed Cowboy pick, which isn't surprising to anybody.
Yeah,
they suck at everything they do, except marketing, which is brilliant. They make good money, but they can't win to save their lives. And Taco Charlton was just another failed draft pick from that regime.
That was the T.J. Watt draft. T.J. Watt went after Taco Charlton, I'm pretty sure.
He did.
And the Cowboys drafted Taco over T.J.
I mean, does that surprise you?
No.
So who could make the list next year? Who's like the potential fringe quarterback and coach combo?
I think it's what's going to happen in Minnesota.
You like J.J. and KOC?
I do.
That's a good one.
I do. And maybe Houston as well. Let's see what happens this year.
They deserve a mention.
You know, in the postseason. Houston, they're all based on the postseason now. Chargers, you're all based on what you do in the postseason now. Just like the Chiefs. You're going to be one of these teams that are at the top. You're based on what you do in the postseason. Houston's now grandfathered in. They got to win some postseason games, right? Where they get the divisional round last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they got to make the championship round this year. And in football, it's so bizarre. You got to advance to the next round. It's like, yeah, but that makes the Super Bowl. Football, there's such limited time, you know?
Who do you like better this year, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams or Vrabel and May?
Vrabel and May.
Damn, Dusty. I'm going to go I'm going to go Caleb and Ben Johnson, but I don't know. I really like Vrabel and May, too.
I've seen Drake May play. He's been pretty good, right?
He has been good.
He's been good. I've seen Vrabel coach. He's been a pretty good coach.
Pretty good.
I've never seen Ben Johnson coach a game in my entire life, and I think Caleb Williams sucks. I think it's a very easy answer. Caleb doesn't even want to be a Bear.
And then who is it? What's the guy in Tennessee?
Cam Ward and Brian Callahan?
Yeah, Callahan and Ward. Callahan and Cam. Cam Callahan. I make auto parts for the working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about. You went a little heavy on the pine tree there, bud.
You talk about like a guy flying under the radar.
Cam Ward? Huh. We talk about cards. That's, as soon as that NFL pack releases, man, that's one of the ones I'm going after. Cam Ward.
I mean, under the radar. Oh, I've never seen a number one pick in any sport not even be noticed. On draft night, we're talking about. We're not talking about like June. We're talking about freaking draft night. That guy was drafted.
Somebody says, glad I bought a Cags Omaha Storm Chaser jersey last night. They're sold out again. Go Jack, go. Go Royals.
Were they still selling them last night in Omaha? I don't think they played games last night.
No, they don't play on Monday. But yeah. They have another homestand tonight. But they said they looked online and got it. Oh, and now they're sold out online.
Funny. So,
yeah, no doubt. Yeah, like I said, I think as soon as they get them released to the Royals store, white home jersey, Royals, Cags, I think that's one of those jerseys you can buy, like a Mahomes one, because yeah, it's coming.
I think as of today, it's in that category of you should feel pretty good about buying this one.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field, and spring training home run number 3.
Oh, it seems like just yesterday, Mr. LaFever, and now that could be something you hear in St. Louis tonight. Mr. LaFever, how are you doing on this wonderful Tuesday?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, before we get into Jack Caglione, are you going to come to Denny's bachelor party?
Where in the world is Denny going to have a bachelor party? That's what I want to know.
Right here on the air for 4 hours with This Is the Story of Your Life, Denny. Everybody and anybody who's been involved in Denny's Matthews' life will be part of this, and then there will be listeners tailgating in the parking lot, I'm sure.
Perfect.
Where are you? Are you at like an aviary, a bird place or whatever they call those things?
Sounds like you're literally watching the Cardinals.
I am, exactly. I'm listening to Cardinals outside. No, I'm still home.
Oh, okay.
The team went last night, but since it's such a short flight, I opted to stay home another night, so I'm going to fly out at about 11:30 this afternoon. Nice.
Oh, perfect. It works out well. First of all, I don't know what bigger news is, Denny getting married or Jack Caglione coming up to the big league level. Like, when you heard Denny was getting married, what was your reaction?
Well, he told me we have an area at Kauffman Stadium, a top secret classified location where we gather before the game and get all of our prep work done. It's in one of the suites, and we've done this for years. And in typical Denny fashion, he presented it to me kind of like, didn't you think Waka's changeup was pretty good last week? And so I had to kind of double take. And so we just had a discussion about it, and it ended up with, hey, well, we came together in 1999 as a couple of single guys, and lo and behold, we're both going to go out as married guys.
There you go. Did he tell you that you're the best man?
No, he did not tell me that. In fact, I don't know if he's going to have a best man. He has 3 brothers. Yep. He's the oldest of 4 brothers. And I don't know if they've identified a best man. They might have someone who's going to speak on their behalf, but it came together pretty quickly. And so, just because Denny will be 83 years old and we revere him the way that we do, doesn't mean he's any more prepared or has any idea what's coming in front of him once you propose and your fiance says, I do. So he's just, he's got as many questions as he does answers as far as what's going to happen at his wedding.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so excited for him and Amy. I think it's going to be great, and we're going to do our best to celebrate Denny through all this, just like you guys will do with Cags tonight. Where does this one rank for you in debuts that you've been a part of here in Kansas City, Ryan?
Yeah, it's a top 5, and I think a lot of it just has to do the amount of information that we have on the minor leagues, the amount of exposure that minor league prospects have. I mean, you remember when we both were getting started here, Bob, that, you know, it's just kind of just a small circle of people that really knew who the top prospects were. You know, Baseball America might write an article, but it might, it was a conversation with our general manager. It was a conversation with our farm director to know who the top prospects were. But, you know, college baseball has so much exposure now. The draft has a lot more exposure. There are so many more outlets now that follow not just who a team's top prospect is, but, you know, who the, where that prospect falls amongst the 30 teams and their top prospects. So I think just from that regard, just the, I think, you know, a really hardcore fan in Pittsburgh knows who Jack Caglione is. And a hardcore baseball fan in Kansas City was all over who Paul Skeens was, you know, just because there's everyone's so much more involved now in who the prospects are, the draft, and how they're doing in the minor leagues. But, you know, just watching him, and I look at different things, I guess, you know, because I don't pay as close attention to the minor leagues as I used to, but I get to see a lot of these guys in spring training. And so, you know, maybe this is part of getting older or whatever, but I like to watch what they're like in the clubhouse. I like to watch how they mingle with the veterans. I like to watch the quality of their at-bats in a spring training game, you know, how they handle hitting a home run and how they handle striking out, and just their demeanor. And he's got it. And then the next thing I typically do is, you know, ask people in the clubhouse or ask other players, you know, how did, or members of the coaching staff, you know, how did he handle his first big league spring training? And nobody had anything bad to say about Jack Caglione. It was all positive.
Ryan, I know you don't have a say in the lineup, but where would you like to see Caglione hit in this lineup for the Royals?
Well, I mean, I think he's, I don't know the lineup. I wouldn't see him hitting any higher than sixth, just because the Royals are pretty set right now, 1 through 5. And I think that, I mean, I think that's typical. I mean, there's going to be enough pressure on him because of everything I just talked about. You know, I mean, the whole world is going to be wondering how he does if you're you know, you're a baseball fan and you're interested in young players. So there's enough pressure already, but, and I know that the organization was very careful about bringing him up to the big leagues, first of all, but number two, bringing him up in a situation where, hey, we really need you. You need to come up big for us. I mean, this is a big leap from AAA to the big leagues. So put him in a position where if he does hit a home run, it has a chance to impact the game. But at the same time, you know, plugging him in somewhere 3, 4, 5, I think that's down the road.
Ryan, as he continues to, you know, show everybody in Kansas City what he's all about, what is kind of your expectation? I don't want to say predict his career or anything like that, but I mean, what would be considered a success for Jack Caglione in his career in Kansas City?
Well, at this point of his career, his success is going to be measured by how much does he help the Royals win games. I mean, that's why he's coming right now. I mean, we're not bringing him up because he's a first round pick and he's hitting a lot of home runs in Double A and Triple A. We're not bringing him up because, you know, he's a nice guy and his teammates like him. I mean, he's coming up right now because the Royals think he can help them win games. And, you know, of course you can imagine, I was probably asked by you guys when we talked in spring training, do you think Jack Caglione's going to be brought up? Do you think it'll be before the All-Star game? And I don't know, but my answer to that every time is, whether you like it or not, if he gets called up before the All-Star break, it's not going to be because of a good reason. Either somebody got hurt or we're not scoring runs and they're going to have to accelerate the process here to get him to the big leagues. With that being said, the organization believes that he's going to outplay AAA at some point. You know, that's a level that's not going to challenge him much. And so it's time to bring him up to the big leagues. So what he's tasked now is not to see how far he can hit the ball every time he comes up. But when he does hit it far, it goes a long way. I've seen the videos like you have, and I saw some in spring training. But, you know, when he's not hitting home runs, what is he doing? Is he striking out? Is he making weak outs? Can he get a runner in from third with less than two outs? I mean, can he help us solve some of the issues that we've had offensively last year that just seemed to come easy last year? So, you know, how does he hit with runners in scoring position? So, that's a that's a question that I have, looking simply through the lenses of how is he going to help the Royals win games when he's not hitting those towering home runs that everyone clicks on because they want to see another Caglione home run. What is he doing when he's not hitting home runs? Is he still able to contribute to a win? And so I think that's another reason why, you know, you put him down in the order, let him get comfortable, let him get used to the culture offensively that we had last year and we're trying to get back to this year.
No doubt. No doubt, Ryan. Well, have a good call. Have a safe flight to St. Louis tonight, and we will be excited for the game at 6:45 east of the state. So enjoy it, and we thank you for the time.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Enjoy the birds.
That was Ryan Lefevre, voice of the Royals there. I like what he had to say.
Yeah.
I like what he had to say about the whole situation, that where he looks at it from, which is kind of similar to what we were talking about when we looked at him at Omaha when Alex and I went. Yeah, the home run was there. We got that out of the way quickly, fortunately. Mm-hmm. And then it was, okay, he's down 0-2. He drew a walk. He got a sac fly. It doesn't really move the needle for a lot of people, but it's a productive out. It's a run that is scored. And again, like you said, AAA just was no longer a contest for Jack Caglione. You're not going to gain anything being down there.
No, you're really not. And it's time. And there's no reason to keep him down there. The only reason you were keeping him down there is because you didn't want to pay him, you know, the arbitration stuff that Samson guy talked about. And that's no reason to keep down a baseball player who can help you at the big league ball club. And I really do think this is... There are so many factors that have created this perfect storm, but I do think one of the biggest factors is we've got to give our guys inside that locker room a little bit of life, man. We got to show them a little bit of love. It's early. We can't go out there and make a trade at this point in time where we're going to bring somebody back that's going to be dynamic. They all know this kid. They all saw this kid. They're probably all talking about this kid. Oh, yeah. We need an infusion of offense right now. This is as much about Jack Caglione being ready as much as it is them looking at the team and going, we're going to do something for you guys. You guys are struggling right now. We're going to throw this bone out there for you guys and help you out. And I think that this is one of those moves that you just kind of keep in the back of your mind and see what this team does after the addition of Jack Caglione, because I think it's going to boost all of their spirits and take a lot of pressure off a lot of these guys in that lineup. And they also know that ownership and management has their back. And that's a big thing. You work a lot better knowing that management has got your back and they're willing to give you the resources to go out there and win. And John Sherman has showed he's willing to give those resources to JJ to go out there and win. It's great for those players inside that locker room.
It is a Tuesday. So coming up on the other side, it's Bob's Tuesday Threesome for you. The text line, 913-586-7965. And for myself and Mac, Bob's Tuesday Threesome on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Is it morning yet? Looks like it's 7:47 p.m.
It's getting darker and darker out there now.
Just for Cags to light up the sky. I don't think it's supposed to get to St. Louis, though, for the game.
I think it's supposed to go, like, angled across
northeast, like, but up.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it, like, once you get past, I'm trying to think of a spot on the map, like, not Green Valley, but further east of there, I would imagine.
Like
maybe
Odessa?
Like, yeah, probably Odessa. You know, I think that's probably when it's going to clear up. But if you were headed north today, that'd be a different conversation. I think you'd be stuck in that. So hopefully the game doesn't get rained out. Everybody headed over there. I think it's going to be okay over in St. Louis today, and we'll get some baseball in.
It's moving more so like from Oklahoma to Chicago in
that
path.
Yeah, that direction, yeah.
It just so happens that we're getting like the most brutal part of it here at about... 9 o'clock.
And three, okay. Two, and one. Oh, my God.
Well, the 913 says likely going to get rained out tonight, boys.
Okay.
So
really?
Sorry.
Okay.
Let me pull out my weather app here.
Just literally say weather in St. Louis. It's like 10% chance at 9 o'clock. At least that's what it said last night.
St. Louis. Let's see. Hourly forecast today. Dusty chance of precipitation. It does raise a little bit to 20% around midnight.
Mm.
So
the game's at 6:45?
9 p.m., 0% chance. 0% gotcha. Chance at 8. 0% chance at 7. 0% chance at 6. Oh, we got a 10% chance at 10 p.m.
Gotcha.
That's a bunch of horse hockey.
Yeah.
That's the real weather forecast in St. Louis today. So for Mr. Mr. Roker out there, you're wrong!
Yeah, it'll be here, and then it's going to move like more north than it is going to be moving straight east. So let's get into your Tuesday threesome here.
It's just unbelievable. Sorry, the game's getting rained out. Literally no rain in the forecast, sir.
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay. I've got three things. Hibachi chicken and vegetables, which I made last night on the Blackstone.
You said it was a pass from everybody?
Yeah. It was. Yeah, it was really
put
good.
Put it on the menu?
It was a pass?
No, I mean like it passed.
Passed.
Oh, yeah, okay. It was a smash. Yeah. It's now on the Fesco monthly menu.
But yes. I thank Dusty because I would never bought that Japanese barbecue sauce, good, right? Man. And Hy-Vee's got like 16 different flavors of this stuff. I'm like, which one do I buy?
You better empty that cabinet. You need space.
And the good thing about it is it wasn't – I thought it was going to be a thicker sauce. Like, I think the term barbecue sauce is a bad term, especially in Kansas City for that. It was a thin sauce.
But it's Japanese barbecue
sauce.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. But I didn't have any idea what Japanese barbecue sauce was. I'm ignorant.
Until it came out.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a second. This is more like a soy sauce combination of something. But it was great. So, hibachi chicken and vegetables. Mike Trout in the Royals lineup, but it cost you boobitch. Or one more night at Blockbuster Video.
Do we have the same answer?
I think we do.
3, 2, 1.
Blockbuster Video. Wow.
Yeah.
I think so.
Take me back to that nostalgia.
Nostalgia's going to win on
this
one
even
for me.
Go to Blockbuster? And I'm being serious about that. Are you old enough to have gone to Blockbuster?
Yeah, I lived next to it. We walked and we'd get the candy, get our movie. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
So many
up until
great
I was probably like 12, 11.
Okay, because I started dating my wife in 06.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Blockbuster over in Waldo at the time. Well, I guess we're more Brookside there. And then we had like the home, like Bill's video store or whatever it was in Waldo. I can't remember
where
the name
they had
of
like
it.
The black curtain of the naughty videos.
Of course, yes, exactly. And that was 06. That's the last time I remember going to a video store and renting a video. It was like 2006. So that's why I ask.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're old enough for that?
Yeah.
There was nothing.
I was saying, I was a kid. I was like probably 10.
I mean, there was nothing better than a Friday, right?
Probably written video games.
Yep, video games, movies, probably kids' movies. Yep, but definitely video games.
We always went, and we would get two, sometimes three movies, depending on if you had like the free rental with your rewards card. Parents all had it in their wallet, like clear out.
Yeah,
every parent had one of those.
It was on the like the laminator downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if I think I still probably have my Blockbuster card somewhere.
Gosh, and every once in a while you got lucky at Blockbuster, and you'll probably remember what I mean by this. Because you'd go get like a hot commodity item, which was a good movie that came out. Somebody had a big movie in the theater. Now it's available on video. And they'd be sold out. All that would be there was just the movie cover with no Blockbuster video on the back of it. And then you go to the counter and say, were there any returns? And the guy would look in the little case like, oh, we got one right here. You're like, hot dog, baby. Yeah, we got one.
It's like baseball cards for you now, right? Like it was kind of the thrill. But like when I was a kid, you rented movies at the grocery store and they had a wall maybe the size of that door, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they had like one of every movie. And anytime they had Back to the Future, man, I had to rent that and beg my mother to rent Back to the Future. And if you got that, that was like you hit a jackpot.
Oh, so
and then
great.
Blockbuster came along and they had like 45 of the same movies. And you're like, all right, the thrill of the hunt isn't there, but you always seemingly got what you wanted, you know?
And it always said, please be kind and rewind.
Or they charge you 50 cents, 75 cents. I mean, you talk about things of the past that just will never be back.
That's
a video store. Now, I don't know. Have you guys watched the Blockbuster documentary on Netflix? I mean, obviously.
I have not.
Oh, God. There's one left.
Is it in Alaska?
Is it still
no,
there?
It's like Oregon somewhere. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they show like the development of it, and they show a map of it all like popping up throughout, and then it like fast forwards the clock, and it shows them all dissipating.
I mean, I'm sure they brought up the Netflix thing of them not buying Netflix and all that.
Yeah, they had it did. Like, Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix, so they thought it was a fad.
What a fumble.
I also
read. You were the fad, Blockbuster.
Yeah, I read a stat on Uber Facts that the Lion King video game on Sega Genesis was purposely made to not be able to beat it so that when you rented it, you would have to end up buying it if you wanted to beat the game. And that game was so hard.
That's brilliant.
You had to ride the ostriches and stuff with Simba and Nala. You could not beat that game. It was so hard. But yeah, the creators of the Lion King game for Sega Genesis purposely made it almost impossible to like beat in 3 days or whatever it was. So you couldn't beat it. You had, if you wanted to beat it, so you got like to the last level, you had to go buy it. And they did it purposely
for
you.
That's great.
Marketing 101,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, it is. Did Dallas Cowboys, baby.
Because if anybody remembers that game on Sega Genesis, you know how impossible that game was. You'd play like the first level. You're like, all right, got it, used to it. Use the roar to scare off the bugs or whatever it was. And then the next level was like you hopped on the back of an ostrich and it was you couldn't do it.
Right.
Dude. It was terrible. It was, man.
I've never heard that backstory, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Way to go, Disney. You win. Yeah. You always do.
And Blockbuster, you can always get your popcorn, your candy.
Yeah, it's I mean, all it was there, a one stop.
And everybody was in the place, you know, Friday night
at 5:30. And then when Papa Murphy's came out, it was a game changer. Because you'd hit the Papa Murphy's in the same shopping center with Blockbuster, in, out, pizza, movie, goodbye.
You're done. Heck yeah. That was a Friday night back of the day. Kids don't do that anymore.
No. 913 says, Blockbuster video on a Friday night when everyone was picking up their weekend rentals was Facebook and Twitter before Facebook and Twitter.
That's a great text. That's fun. That's awesome. Yeah, it's true.
Day off.
Yep.
Yes.
Now the best place to go is 230 Target clearance aisle. On a Tuesday.
At 2:30?
I don't know what it is, man. That's when.
Are you being serious about that?
Yes. I know that I'm hard. Oh, yeah. I'm just looking for some incense. Uh-huh. Oh, fancy seeing you here. You smell like hickory wood from Jack Stack. Look at the outfit, lady.
Yeah.
We doing this or not? I'm just kidding.
So I'm surprised you didn't go Mike Trout, because that's your boy, Dustin.
I mean, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Did you see that bomb last night?
455?
He's got three games back, two of the three games. He's got three or more hits.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It would have gone through the monster.
It would have. I mean, that thing's still going, man. Like, that was a bomb last night.
I'm
he
biased.
May get traded.
He should.
He should, yeah. The Angels should try to rebuild their franchise with him.
No telling.
No, with him, using him to get pieces to rebuild their franchise.
I'm not sure what that value is anymore.
I don't know.
But it could be massive. How much does CAG's first start matter? We ask you that question now, and we visit on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.